My name is Calvin Mutize. I work at TV Young and I'm a volunteer at Champions for Life.
Calvin, I want to say congratulations on your selection to be one of the 30 Zimbabweans coming here for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. I'm sure you were very excited. So tell me how you felt when you found out that you would be one of the 30 coming here to the U.S.
One of my friends had also applied for YALI. So that's Munya Slobo. So he had applied for YALI, and so he walked into the room one day and he's like, I'm into what? And he's like, I'm into YALI, check your email. You know, so I was shaking, so I was opening my email. And then, you know, when I looked at my email, it's like, you know, congratulations, you're on. I wasn't really excited or moved by it. But I think it actually kicked in a couple of days later, like, shucks. I'm actually doing this thing. I'm actually going to be a part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Let's start off with your day job, I guess. How did you get to the point of being webmaster, blogger, content administrator for TV Yangu?
I think it's in 2009. I started a blog. One of the things that I really love is talk about, you know, worship music, gospel music. I started a blog in 2009. I would get about four people on the blog per week, and I used to hate the fact that there was no one going to the blog, and I spend most of my time creating content. So yeah, so this time I started just learning how to push online traffic. How do you get a website to be more visible? How do you get a blog to be well known? And all those things. So bit by bit, slowly I started, you know, learning how to do online stuff, how to push content, how to, you know, Facebook strategies, Twitter and Facebook. And before you know it, you know, TV Yangu came along and just catapulted me to the next level.
How has TV Yangu changed the way people are accessing media, in particular within the diaspora?
TV Yangu is a video on demand platform. Basically, it's like an online TV station where you just create content from all over Africa. And so we are creating that one place stop shop where, you know, wherever you are, if you want to just check out the latest stuff that's happening all over Africa in terms of movies, music, or entertainment, just know that the one place to go is to go to TV Yangu.
And you also a volunteer for Champions for Life. What is that, and how did you get into it?
Wow. Champions for Life is like one of the most amazing things I've been a part of. So Champions for Life is a psychosocial support program that works with children living with HIV and AIDS, mostly affected and infected with HIV and AIDS. It started about in 2005, and I got involved in it through the church that I go to, Celebration Church in Harare. So that's how I got involved into it. And then, you know, since 2009, it's been working with children, you know, in all over Zimbabwe, and now it's in 11 nations in Southern Africa, including East Africa, that's Kenya and Uganda. So yeah, so Champions for Life really just works with helping children living with HIV and AIDS, and also some of them affected with HIV and AIDS. So all the things that we do in Champions for Life is just taking stuff about the Bible and then just relating it to what life is all about and how can you overcome fear, stigma, and also your own personal life, you know, in terms of character, in terms of who you are, in terms of what you represent and the way you think, vision.
And how has that been for you, volunteering for this organization and, you know, the work that you're doing day to day with some of these young people? What does it mean for you?
Wow. I'll tell you a story. I think one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard was, like, 2 years ago, a mother came to our program one day and she was like, "No, I want to know what you did with my daughter." And, you know, when someone started a question like that, I said, a program, you're like, what are you doing? Where are you going with the story? And she was like, "You know what? I've been bedridden for the last 3 months. And this is like my second week up and walking. 3 months ago, I was bedridden. And my daughter, every day in the morning, she would wake up, she'd bath me, she'd pray with me, she'd read the Bible, and she'd make sure I'd take my medication for the last 3 months. And in my family, it's only just me and my daughter. And so if it wasn't for my daughter, who would do this every single morning before she goes to school and every single day after she comes back from school, if she not been for my daughter working with me through that whole 3 months, I could have been dead. And so I just came to see what you guys do that made my daughter change just drastically in the couple of times that she's been here and what she is now. And if it wasn't for what you guys are doing through my daughter, I could have been dead." So I think for me, that's just one thing that just keeps me going, is that in all the stuff that you do, there's always those 5, 10 kids who just come up to a point where they're like, "No, I just want to change. I just want to do A, B, C, D. I want to become better. I want to become bolder. I just want to walk out of my shell." And so you find out at the end of the day, it really helps out a lot of, you know, just that one kid who changes his heart, who changes his focus, who just goes back home and just helps the family turn around. So I think for me, that's what keeps me going. That's the one thing that really makes an attempting for life a huge part of my life.
And of course, very soon you will be here in the U.S. with Yali. What are your expectations? And then obviously, when you get back to Zimbabwe, what do you hope that you can bring back with you?
Wow. One of the most amazing things is being on the Mandela Washington Fellowship. And the biggest thing that I really want to do is to just go to attend the fellowship and just learn the stuff that I know. But then there's so much stuff also that I don't know, you know, how to become better and how to execute my duties and the things that I do, not just on a social media basis as well, but also in real life. You know, also just sewing into my own personal life as a leader, as a person. How do I become better? How do I also manage my own life?
For those who are listening, give a shout out, you know, especially the young kids who are listening to you and who are basically saying, hey, I see myself in Kelvin.
One of the most amazing things is just finding your passion and finding the things that you love the most and just doing it to the best of your abilities and not living with regrets. Just getting it out there and just pushing so hard. Sometimes it's difficult and sometimes it's hard, but we've made it, you know. I always say that even with TV Angle, with Munya Blogger, we always have, like, you know, what we call fast-run missions. These are missions where things are just difficult and hard, and no one knows the grind is difficult. But you keep going out. So my biggest shout-out goes to Munya Blogger. Munya Doro is, like, the biggest legend ever. And a lot of other guys that we're working with, you know, they're guys from Zambia, they're guys from Zimbabwe, and also guys from Nigeria that we're working up on, with Yali creators as well, that we're pushing forward to. So, yeah, so I'm really excited to, you know, to see all those guys being a part of what, you know, what God is doing, not just in our personal lives, but also in the lives of Africa.